Okay, you ready? How long did you stay by the Mamatzi? You stayed till 10? It went more, there was more dancing. Second dance, Horus?
It was the second dance.
It was? Nobody wants to dance. That's what I realized by my mitzvahs. Nobody wants to dance anymore.
Only the kids. Most of the kids don't get invited.
Kids don't get invited, so who wants? Really, nobody wants to dance. It's done. It's over. Like Baron made a bar mitzvah without music. I don't remember. It was in Lag BaOmer. He made it in. It was before. It was in the sphere. In the sphere of time. It was. I think it was one of the nicest bar mitzvahs I was ever at. There's no music.
I mean, you understand for the boy, the dancing, it's like.
I don't know. I don't, I'm not sure. It depends if you would like dancing. Did they sing my song, Odio Teretov? Last night I told him he has to sing it.
Who's that? I should send you a quote that I saw last night. Guy on the radio.
Yeah, I saw that. Odio Teretov. The guy's dying. It's in every station as a show. You know that. It's the song. It's a great song. I know it well. Anyway, we have Mundu. Welcome to Kuf Mem Aleph. I'm an Aleph. I'm not leaving.
What?
I canceled the trip.
What the heck?
Exactly. Say it again. You sound like the travel agent I booked with.
Travel agent.
No, I'm meeting Oprah today, so I didn't have time.
You have $1 million?
No, she made it.
Yeah, the peak bathing suit does very well.
They all made a ton of money. They're done. All the Democrats. I know she made $1 million meeting Obama. Not Obama. Yeah, Obama. Whatever it is. Anyway, okay, while he goes outside to do Keteris, we'll start. She is sponsored, Foolish Lamer Falls Amos and Ben Rachel. And Omer and Maxim Ben Arna Esther, Brian de Miriam, as Razel Sarah, Foolish Lamer. And for Esther Libus Chayafa, Dom Miriam Peril, Chana and the Bas Yehudin, Michal Dov Ben Chana Shira, and the rest of Klai Israel sick. Everybody else needs a refuah. Ha Omer, Im Yoda Ishti Zachar. So we said yesterday that if you, by the way, I went through this thing again with the Chiddush and the Mishnah. I think the only Chiddush is twins. I mean, I saw that the Rambam says that's a Chiddush, and the Ravid says that's a Chiddush, and somebody else says that's a Chiddush.
You
but the Rambam doesn't say that. He says it's not a Chiddush. I don't know. It's a funny thing. I don't know. But anyway, today's Gemara. Ha'aymer. Who? That, I don't know. It's due to lack of interest. Okay. It's the middle of the winter. It's getting there close. Yeah. Hanukkah, we'll renew the vows. We have 35 days left to the Masechta. The Elam is, you know, it's been a long haul over here.
Isn't the next one long
also? Who?
Isn't the next one long also?
Sanhedrin's not long.
No,
Sanhedrin's
not like this.
Of course it's long.
How many blahs Sanhedrin?
10 prophets.
111.
That's a piece of cake, 100 and something. This is 176.
This is, that's it. No other receptor. It's like this.
I understand. So we're over the hill now.
Sure.
We passed the border. Now you're just driving regular roads. Okay. Ha'aymer im yod ishti zachar. So she gets 100. The kid will get 100. And if the kid is in the keva, she gets 200. And while I was bothered, why is the Mishnah use for an akeva more than a girl, than a boy? If anything, a boy gets more. Boys are worth more than girls. At least that's what we're taught.
More
right?
Particular about words?
Gemara is particular about numbers and words. So remember the Basa Difali and Ben, it comes out that the fact that we're using...
He had seven boys, he wanted a girl finally.
You don't don't give girls more. Girls, even if you have 14 boys and one girl, you still don't give the girl anything. She's not worth much. What's the girl worth? Anyway, near the Basa Divlin and Ben, 113 piece of cake. We'll be done in a few days. Near the Basa Divlin and Ben, Va'amra B'yachim Shem Shimri Yechoy, Kol She'ini Maniach Ben Liyarsha, Kosh Baruch Hu Malei Olav Avro. Well, you see that a son is the is son is king. Shnei Ma Va'atmos Nachlosoi, Va'atmos Nachlosoi, Lebitoi. Vein Avar Avro Shnei Ma Yom Avro Ayom. Hahu. See, Gemara says. So you see clearly that having a son is king. If not, it's bad news. So Muslim Yerusha Ben Adav, you're right. You want a son to be able to take over Papa, because that's the Brocha Darvua, he takes over. But Le'inyin Harvacha B'Dadifle, because you don't want it to go begging. So when it comes to giving your kids support, that's why you support your daughter more than your son. Your son can go get a job. Your daughter can get a job. That's where it comes from, this whole thing. I don't know, son-in-law. You can't expect him to go work, I guess.
Not exactly.
We're talking about the firstborn, and the firstborn was a daughter, and Rav Chisda's shita is bas tchilo is simin yafa lebanim. Having a daughter first, surely you have a daughter first, right?
Nope.
You have a son first?
That's the only other option.
I don't know. Maybe you have a Lebanese. Maybe a Lebanese. You know.
What Avi has?
Avi and Charlie.
Avi and Charlie. So it's Simi Yafa Labanim. It means that you're going to have a lot of kids, Avi. That's what it means. Simi Yafa Labanim means you're going to have a lot. On all fronts. The reason why a girl, by the way, this doesn't affect, this Gemara was not written for today because kids don't help anymore. But in the old days, when kids would help the parents, the Mirabilacha, they help bring up the kids. So it makes life easy. Today, it just makes life hard to have an older teenager. Vigad Army. Yeah, it does. Listen, take it from a man with experience. The kids don't help today. Just face the facts and move on. Vigad Army, my mother used to say kids don't help. She didn't have no clue what it means kids don't help. She should come to my house and take a little turn of events.
It's too late by then.
He's not a gay. Totally not a gay. My son told me when he came home from yeshiva, Matsuyanta, if he called me to say, good yanta, I'm coming home, I'll take down the sukkah. You don't have to worry about it.
It's still out there.
So he came home, I don't know, 2 hours later, 3 hours later. Yeah, he went somewhere first. Came like at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
12 o'clock. And I already had the sukkah down. He's like, you took down the whole sukkah? I would have done it. I said, it's fine, I got it. I said, the opposite sukkah, I didn't take down yet. Oh, I got it. Fine. I took it down the next morning, quickly, put it away, everything away. It was like, this was Sunday. On Thursday morning, like at 11 o'clock, he calls me, he's like, I came home to take the sukkah down, it's gone. Who took the sukkah down? I said, Mesh, you know what I mean?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, you're good to go. You can go back to yeshiva. I don't know where you're going. Wherever you're going, just go back. Yeah. They want to make a cake on their terms with their mess, with their mixer.
You clean up.
You clean up. You go get the ingredients, of course, because the number of ingredients you have in the house is good. You only spent $14,000 on ingredients, but punk the chocolate chip peanut marshmallow fluff that she needs doesn't work. And how could you not have it? Everybody has it in the house. Now one of my friends needs to buy it.
This is the number one reason why it's good to have in-laws next door to you. My kids are running back and forth with these things.
These stupid things.
They spend more money on my ingredients. Because of course the one thing that I have.
My kids wake up 2 days before you. You didn't cook anything. Are you joking me? I cooked everything. There's no desserts. There is. You didn't make the peanut butter fluff marshmallow kick, point cake.
Brutal.
I don't know what that is. If you don't make that, you don't have dessert. That's the whole dessert.
That's
yeah, sorry about that.
Amazing, every family goes through the exact same.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but yeah, but my mother used to give a schmooze that we don't help. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Listen.
My mother did the same thing.
We help, man. We do it. Listen.
And now my mother tells me your kids don't help.
It's kind of scary. It's probably done all the camera.
Somebody told me that his parents came to him for Yontif, and they said to him, you know, you really should not tell your kids something if you know they're not going to listen, because it's kibbutz of aim. He says, yeah, where were you for the last 30 years of our childhood? We got screamed at every day. You didn't do it. It's like, well, you did it. You ended up doing it. You're scared. Your kids don't listen. Shkaya. Okay, maybe you want to go eat by the next sister. Anyway, fine.
I once been there, done that too.
Right. So because some Rabbi Lacha, she brings up the kids. There's no enabisha, because when you have boy, so bastchila ben first is roka, is a good thing. Also a ben gets pishnayim. So a ben gets pishnayim, it's an enabisha. People are jealous about it. I saw somebody says that. So you know, if a girl first, all bets are off. Amar Chizr didi. He says, Rav Chizr says, I'm sorry to say, Binsan Adifali Muni. For me, my boys are better. I like girls better. Rishbam says, very interesting, Isma Fashad Rav Chizr Mavakaris, Kishmaitzin. Akaloshim, the Kamal Adi, and Machiach, not Mashm like that, that he had a girl first. The Nira, Ben Isaac, the Rishbam, Shalin, Sky Mule Bonim. His kids did not live. Kim Bonis, Lakach, sons. Lakach, Mus Avahoyo Lubnois. Lenis Yashli Yofa Daitish Rav Chizr. So, Frektosis, what are you talking about? He brings down all kinds of Gemaras. Dav Ches, late beforehand, Dav Zion, Gemara in Abed Zor, Yer Aleph, and a Gemara in Baba Kama, that he had many kids. They lived. What are you talking about? So Tosis says of Pshat that his son-in-laws were Gedolei Ador. This guy had real good son-in-laws. So to him, he wanted son-in-laws. He was Misaba for son-in-laws. So he wanted rather have daughters than son-in-laws. No, that's the son. Rava, Rav Machama, Umar Rav Machama, yeah. I don't know, I wasn't there. So he had very cautious son-in-laws. So to him, he's saying that, yeah, I had boys. My boys were not up to par.
He's
my
one
girls.
Vincent
Adif is doubling down, but he's saying that he'd rather have girls for this reason.
Not only Tchila, the rest of them also.
Right.
So Shmam's saying he doesn't like a physics chat.
Yeah.
It's actually, you don't find that often.
Yeah. But I saw the Maharal brings down a very interesting shot that you have girls who are not smart. Life is not over. Because you marry them off to a good son-in-law. So you're still able to get out of your daughter something. Because you can marry off to a Resh Galusa. But if you have a son that's not smart, it's over. Now what? So Mela... By a girl, you just have to look pretty, and then you can marry off to whoever you need to marry off to. But by a boy, you get hacked at source, yes. Your body's saying,
He doesn't understand
what Chiz is talking about.
He's not sure which pshat. It's not settled by me.
Maybe it's because Tosh is Kasha. I mean, I don't know why he would say it then. It's funny, like he says it.
Because he doesn't say a lot of words, Rishbam.
He does? Yeah. Okay.
You were on this song, though. This song is a short one.
Yeah.
It also like Rashi.
That last, that had both sides, you know? Knocked it out of the park. Anyway, so Gemara says, Rabbi Zayma Hamaner B'Yehudi. We're going to B'Yehuda. Hey, B'Yehuda, which of B'Yehuda? Ilan B'Yehuda de Bakoil. Next week's Parsha, Tanya. Vashem Berach Avram Bakoil. Vashem Berach Avram Bakoil. He didn't have a daughter. So you see that a daughter is a good thing. You just see that the Torah says that Avram had everything, even had a daughter, but that it was, you don't see that.
Preferable. He had everything, but not any daughters considered. What's the first time?
That he had everything. Everything wanted. No, we're not talking about daughter. Makoil, he had everything. Kontra maiden didn't have a daughter.
That's what the...
If you would have had a daughter, who would she marry?
No.
It seems like it's a Milo, right? He had Makoil, but not a daughter.
Except a daughter.
Number
14. I thought it was except a daughter.
Yeah, it is except that. I'm asking, how is that she's with Makoil?
In his days, there was nobody for her to marry.
Oh, so that was the Milo?
So the Milo was that he...
That's interesting. Tosis asks, Bas Hayaloy of Akol Shema. So Tosis asks, why are you married to Yitzchak? Interesting. Kasha. Tosis, I'm talking about, Lamaloy is Seal, Le Yitzchak. Lamando and Perk Aram is a band, Ben Noach Mutabach Hoysoy. So he says, Yishlam Hashem Katan Hoysoy, Le Yotzal Dain La Seal, so it's too young. Or he says, Abshat, Inami, Mahogar Hoysoy, Vele Messar, Le Kach Le Yotzal La Seal, Yitzchak. He didn't want it because it was from Hagar, he didn't want to marry to Yitzchak. I saw Abshat that when it becomes illegal, then it's gonna, people are gonna say, start. Eventually, it's gonna become. It's gonna become.
That's what Rachel died before they got there to Israel.
It was a daughter from Hagar.
So this questionable daughter of Bakal might have been from Sarah, from Hagar.
It was.
Then it's a stepsister.
So no, so he's saying you didn't want to marry from Hagar.
It's not a step, it's a half.
A half. You didn't want to marry from Hagar. Because Hagar was, you know. Mitzras.
Palestinian.
Who married? Is that Hagar?
No, the
Yitzchak married Rivka.
No, Abram married Sarah, Palestina. I'm sorry, Yitzchak married Rivka, which was.
She wasn't Palestinian.
Then he could have found somebody else who was non Palestinian.
You're right, you found her. Anyway, okay.
The Katana ones.
Abram can marry Hagar, but Yitzchak.
Yeah, because he beats a Kalach Azara. So he has to
the
marry.
The man rules the house. So for him to marry Hagar is one thing, but for a daughter to marry Yishmael. The Bako would have been from Hagar, right?
I guess he didn't want the generations to be, you know, offbeat, dance with the left foot out.
Yeah, that's the problem with the Palestinians.
Anyway, the Gemara says that Difa and Ben Mishamle Elohar of Yehud. This must be this review. The Tanya. We have a Brisa. Mitzvah Lozanas Abanos. Mitzvah Lozanas Abanos. You're supposed to feed the girls. The Kavachar Milabonim to ask him a Torah because the girls, the boys, are learning. So the boys, this is for Kefron, we said before. Now he holds he's supposed to actually take care of the boys. Devaramir, Yehuda, I mean, no. Mitzvah lozenes habanim. The kavanah of the bonim is little zazlan. They shouldn't have to go out and beg. It's embarrassing. And the Rebbeinu Gershom says something very interesting. He says, kol kvoyde bas melech panima. And melo, he says it before. Kol kvoyde bas melech panima, and you're not supposed to go outside. But a son, he's a handler. He goes out. He machta panusa. So fakarit, you see over here that he's supposed to feed the girls. So male, that's what it means. That's Rabbi Yehuda. El ha'adatani yoldo zochem in a kevo. So Gemara says, okay. So what about this brisa? It says yoldo zochem in a kevo. Hazochem not el shisha dinun. Van a kevo not el shnei dinun. B'mai, what's the case talking about? Why is the zochem get more? He gets $150 and then the kevo only gets 50. I'm actually, no, that's talking about a different case. What he did is he switched his language. He said first, if his wife has twins and she has first a zocher, it'll get 100. And then he said, you know, like a Messiah. If the zocher's first, then the nekev will get 200. Then he switched. He said, fakert. If nekev tchila, will get a mana, and then the zocher will get a mana. So basically, we don't know what was born first. So $100 he gets for sure. The other 100 is mom and suffix. That's why you get 150. Twins. That's what we're talking about. Akolikulam. The kevet chilam mana zocha achrayam mana. We all the zocha mana kevet. Le'adin aiminayin nafu gresha zocha shakum mana shach. And either mana mom and suffix. So that price is not a problem.
He switched, and we don't know which one came.
And we don't know which one came first. Yeah. Well, Tanya, Yod Zachman Kevin Ain Lamano. I we have a Bryce that says Yod Zachman Kevin Ain Lamano. What's this going by? Gemara says that's very simple. We're not talking about the kid. We're talking about the midwife. He basically told the midwife, let me know the Besura Toiva, who's what my wife is having. The Tanya, I'm Vasrani, Baman Nifterachma, Shal Ishti, Im Zachar, Yitomano. He says, if it's a boy, I'll give you $100 for the Besura, for letting me know. Im Yolda Zachar, Yitomano. Im Nekeva, he says, Mano, Yolda Nekeva, Yitomano. What about Yolda Zachar and Nekeva? If it has both, Ein Le'el Mano. Because that's the Tanah you made. You didn't say twins. You have to say something. I have a Zachar and Nekeva, Le'amar.
Why does she get anything?
No, no, that's the one's kasha. That's the one's kasha. Yolda zochon akeva, ain't le lamano. I was zochon akeva leoman. You didn't say. That's the one's kasha. The amar nami im zochon akeva nami yitamano. He said that. So Gemara said, elamuti mai. So Gemara is basically coming to a question, because manoshach, if you tell me that you're always getting 100, so why don't you say, whatever my wife has, I'll give you 100. What's the zochon akeva, zochon akeva, just, that's it. Let me know anything that she has. If you let me know what she had, let me know that she had a baby, I'll give you $100. That's it, basically. Nora says, no, I'll mute Nafel. Nafel is not interested in. That don't let me know. Huda Amalal Bisu.
What a guy.
Yeah, what a guy. Huda Amalal Bisu, Nixi Lahai de Maberta. I want to give. His wife is pregnant. He says, whatever you're having, I want to give the estate to that kid. This kid is not here yet. It's not called here. Does that sound Mishnah? You tell me, so how does it work in our Mishnah? I'm going to let you write. Mishnah saying, I don't know what's behind the Mishnah. What's Pshat? It's Kukasha. What do you mean? Maybe the Mishnah is Ramei. That's Ramei Shita. So you ask me, you don't know who it is? I'll tell you who it is. That's only like you have a tree and you're being mocking the Paris. Or you have a lady who's being the guy. So you say, you give me a college to me. So the lady's here, her goof is here. It's just a question of negotiating with the Bezdin.
At least can't happen.
Right. So the halacha is that if a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, so she eats. So as long as the kohen's husband's around, she eats. What happens if she's pregnant and the kohen died? So now she has no right to eat truma. Till when the son is born, she eats because of her son. But as long as the son's not born, she doesn't eat. So the halacha is that the avodim, if the slaves over here, they don't eat either. Why? Because the uber is kind of them. And at this point, he's not born, so he's not a kayan. Right now, he has a din of a zar because he's in the mother's, he's not born yet. So mela, at this point, nobody could eat. But why? The uber's not zaycha. How's he kind of on these avodim? So Gemara says that's Rabbi Yosi that you could be kinder. So maybe that's Rabbi Yosi. This our mission or that Rabbi Yosi. Must know Shani Yusha above Me'alel, because Yerusha, this kid inside he yarshin the kids. It's a Torah de Gadin. It comes by itself. He didn't do anything, but to make a kinyan for a kid that doesn't work. To be mazaka for a kid that won't work. Yeah, he yarshin his father. Yeah. Yeah, so Meli Yashin is it, but that's like an automatic thing. Mechtesi has something that's not automatic. But Lemele or Bechem and Brechem, it's Bechem Reiki. The Amma, Loshna Yerusha, Loshna Matana. Bechem Reiki says no difference in Yerusha Matana. The Hanan, Bechem Reiki, Imer, Imam Amish, Royal Yosha, Dvar of Kayaman. So you see that there's no difference. So Gemara says, Amma, Shamle, Bechem and Brechem, Dovish Yashna Ba'alum, Dovish Yashna Ba'alum, Yamar. That's only somebody who's here, not an Uber. So Gemara says, okay, so then put it together. But Lemele or Bechem and Brechem, you still look at Yasi. Okay, so we have Matana works. We have Rabbi Yosi. So maybe the Mishnah is going with a combined Shita. Miyem and the Savala. Maybe he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi. So you can't combine Rabbi Yochanan and Breka and Rabbi Yosi. You're saying the Mishnah is who? Rabbi Yochanan and Breka with Shita Rabbi Yosi. Who said Rabbi Yochanan and Breka holds Shita Rabbi Yosi? And if Shita Rabbi Yosi by itself is not good, Shita Rabbi Yochanan and Breka by itself is not good. So you can't mechtesi. So Mela the Gemara doesn't really have a pshat in the, who the Mishnah is. V'lei malei mavasreini. Maybe we're talking about not the kid. When he says the Mishnah, if the kid is a zachar, I'll give a mana. The person that let me know that the kid was a zachar, the midwife. Who's talking about Yerush? We're talking about the midwife. So the Mishnah is clearly not talking about a midwife. Maybe he's not giving it when the kid's in the Uber, in the Yerech Imoy. He's giving it when the kid is born. At that point, he's going to give it to the kid. And he's just saying what he's going to do. He's not giving it now. That's not true either. It's not tailored.
Why? Because the kid is already born.
Yeah. So what's that? Lemelik the Amal Kshtelet. Ravuna Tamed, Amar Ravuna, Afl Kshtelet Loikana. Ravuna Shita is that even Kshtelet Loikana, Amar Nachman, Amar Zakalu Loikana, Kshtelet Loikana. Ravuna Amar, Afl Kshtelet Loikana. So Mela, it doesn't work. The Mela is going to continue tomorrow. On Rav Sheshes Zalacha. This thing. Yashikach. Zok the Mishnah. Where are we up to? In Chayom al Seiv, al Loisa Seish, and Mikdash.
Where are you? We're not in office anymore.
Oh, Gimel. Veiz HaMashiach. HaMashuach B'Shem HaMeshka. What's Mashiach?
If only we knew.
That is somebody who's shmir with the oil. Loi HaMeruba B'Gadu. Not someone who has...
He has to be Mashiach B'Shem, with the Shemen, not just Meruba B'Gadu.
Yeah.
So after the loss of Shemen HaMeshka, there's all these...
Mishnah is
about
don't work. Then I'll rip their clothing and their parim is now grow their hair by an oval, and then I'll rip their clothing, and they also return. When one of the kahanim gedolim die, they write the halachas. You go the guy who kills Beshaya goes free. That's why they used to send cookies, you know? Chocolate chip.
And clothing.
All kinds of goodies.
And clothing.
I don't know. I didn't look. Who? Vo? Oh. Yashikach.
Nothing about Kiddush yet.